You could take the N1 outgoing and take the second turn off into Paarl and head straight into our next small dorpie, or you could actually take the Achterparelpad and go through the Achterparelpad on the R44 and get to where our next small dorpie is. The nice thing about it all, it's only about, I don't know, Amy, I don't drive very fast. It's only about 40, maybe 45 minutes out of town, and we get to a beautiful place called Wellington. And we chat this morning to Miranda van Breda, Member Relations Manager at Wellington Tourism. Miranda, very, very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning, Zain.
I am actually going to, as I say in Afrikaans, I'm going to big this morning because I don't very often enough go to Wellington. I've been there quite a few times and it's, I know it's quite hot out in the Wellington area and the Safari Half Marathon takes place out there. I know that Nibbly Bits is in Wellington, but there's a lot more to see in Wellington, isn't there, Miranda?
Yes, no, there's lots more. It's a very family-orientated town. And here is many culture and art activities. We have a rich history that stretches back to the 17th century. We have a heritage walk that you can download from Voice Maps to hear all about that. We have some of the best wines in the winelands. And then for outdoor and adventure activities, we have the best mountain trails, biking trails. We after all hosted the epic race quite a few times. So it's very popular. Yes, we have many hiking trails. I mean, Bones Kloof is here on our, in our back door, back, at the back of the town. And, it's unfortunately closed at the moment. There's extensive roadworks. There's the most beautiful hiking trails that you can book through Cape Nature. And then on a few farms also, like in the Boerfly Valley, it's on the foothills of Bains Kloof. And there is Val van Pas Family Vineyards. It's a wine farm. And there's a very nice hiking trail along the Dwars River. And the mountain bike trails also, it's a starting point for the mountain bike trails. And Doolhof is just a bit further up in the valley. Also the same hiking trails, biking trails. And a bit further down is Val de Charonne. Now, Val de Charonne is a destination. There is accommodation, a spa, two restaurants, a pizza and a grill. And there's a lovely playground for children, especially for the hot days that you mentioned. It's also a water feature. And it's inside with the parents, so they can have, you know, enjoy their wine and food and relax. And just a bit further down on the road, it's a Boerfly Road. It's called the Boerfly Road. There is Dunstan Wine Farms. And there is the Stone Kitchen. It's a restaurant, and they also are very popular for, you know, family-friendly outings. And the parents can sit under the guava trees watch their children playing.
I haven't seen a guava tree since ages, and we're chatting this morning to Miranda van Breda, from Wellington, and she's the Member Relations Manager for Wellington Tourism. Is safari still such a big part of Wellington? And, I think as you drive past, you walk, sort of drive around the corner straight into it along that main road. Is it still such a big part of Wellington? And what role does that play for the greater community of Wellington, creating employment and, you know, providing jobs for people in the area?
Yes, it used to, it always took place on the 1st of May. The last 2 years, it didn't take place due to COVID. But it is a huge event for Wellington. I mean, thousands of people take part. And of course, it's very good for the economy, you know, creating jobs and so forth. People stay over, so the accommodation benefits from it, and the restaurants, etc. So yes, it's a very big event, and we hope it will take place next year again.
Mm. Miranda, yes. In Wellington, as you drive into Wellington, and this is if you come from the Paarl side of Wellington and you enter Wellington itself, on the left-hand side is the most beautiful, beautiful church. Absolutely amazing.
Oh, yes.
I think it's one of the oldest churches in the country. Tell us a little bit about the history of that church.
Yes, that is the church that Andrew Murray actually started or built in. It was built in his, or not really, it was built before he came to Wellington, but he was actually very famous for his role in the education of women. So in front of the church is his statue. So as you drive in, you can't miss it. It's a beautiful church with Andrew Murray's statue in front of it. And then we have the Andrew Murray Spiritual Center. It is in the area where he lived, just a block down the road. And he actually, he lived there. And this spiritual center started about 3 years ago. And you can go there, and there's a little chapel where you can just sit, you know, and listen to music and look out on the lovely scenery outside. And there's also accommodation where people can stay for a week or two and just get, you know, some spiritual food. If you can call it like that. Yeah, so he was a very big, man with all these, legacies, very big here in Wellington. And he also started the Huguenot Seminary for ladies. And it was actually one of the very first schools for girls in the country. And that was in the late 19th century. And so he was quite a figure that's important in our history.
Yeah, chatting this morning and to Miranda van Bredaar. She's the Member Relations Manager for Wellington Tourism. And we were chatting about this beautiful place, which is not far out of town. And if, as I said, if you take the N1, you take that second turn off into Paarl, and you go through the industrial area in Paarl, and you come out on the other side at Wellington. Or if you're taking the R44, which is also a beautiful wine route through the Achterpaarl, you can stop off at Nibbly Bits, you can stop off at many of the coffee shops on that Achterpaarl part, and as you get into Wellington. It's Christmas time, Miranda, and you know, there's such a lot of nice, great things happening around Christmas time. Are you having any open markets, any upcoming markets for Christmas in the Wellington area?
Yeah, not really markets, but we have lots of other activities. You know, markets also doesn't really happen in a big market. So, so there's a lot of church bazaars and that type of things, but that's mostly for the local people. But there is on our website, on the calendar, you can find all the activities that's happening. We have the Breitenbach Art Centre here, and they're very active with shows every weekend, and there's art exhibitions every month. There's new high-profile artists that exhibit there, and then you can come and picnic, and then, of course, the wine tastings, and then there's whiskey, gin, brandy. Mm. Also, whiskey at the Sedgwick Distillery.
So, Miranda, just settled an argument. Wellington brandy is made in Wellington Farce, eh?
No.
Oh.
That's a big misunderstanding.
I won that one.
Yeah, I actually researched that because many people thought so, but it's in Joburg. There's a place that takes the brandy or bottle the brandy.
Just very quickly, Miranda, Damien from Deep River has sent us a WhatsApp message, and I'd like to get this in before the 10:30 news. Please ask your guest, Miranda, what happened to the piano factory we had in Wellington?
Yes, yes. Yeah, unfortunately, that closed quite a few. It's about 20 years ago. It's a Dietman piano factory. And Mr. Dietman actually came from Germany, and he started to build pianos. And it grew to the biggest piano factory in Africa. And unfortunately, as it goes, you know, he closed. He actually died, and then it was taken over by other people, and yeah, and eventually it just turned into a, you know, they built furniture, wooden furniture. They made wooden furniture in the end, but now at this stage it is accommodation. So they changed the Dietman. It was a big factory, so it's now developed into small flats and so on. But they kept the, you know, the feel of the place, and it's a historic building. So, you know, the front view of the building is still the same.
Miranda from Bradar from Wellington chatting to us, Member Relations Manager for Wellington Tourism. Miranda, very quickly, your email address or the website for Wellington Tourism, I suppose it will be wellingtontourism.co.za.
Yes, it's wellington.co.za.
Oh, Wellington.
And wellington.co.za.
Lovely.
Yes.
Fantastic chatting to you this morning, Miranda.
And, yes, and thank
of
you
course,
for the opportunity.
When we're in Wellington again, we'll come and sort of look into the tourism office there and have a chat. That's Wellington
thank
featuring
you.
In our small Dorpie tour this morning. And if you've been to Wellington, if you want to know anything about Wellington, if you know anything about the area, you can give us a call on 0214-460-567 or on the WhatsApp line chat to us at 0725671567.